I'm Jake.
And I'm John.
And this is Canine Critique. Welcome back to Ye Olde Canine Critique. And what a dog year it's been. Happy dog year anniversary, John.
Thank you.
What is this?
Six.
Six? Happy sixth dog year.
Heck to the yes.
Wow, wow, wow.
I don't know. Is there any landmarks for being six?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Which, I mean, we've been doing that for more than some years, so.
Yeah, we've probably been the most annoying podcast I've listened to.
Yeah, okay.
How far do you usually get before you turn it off, John?
Listen to the whole thing.
Oh.
For quality.
Yeah, you're right. You are
I'm the QC guy.
Quality assurance. You're QAs. That's right. That's my bad.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes I'll just skip to a random part and listen, see what I like. But I usually stick around because I think I'm hilarious.
You can tell.
You can tell. Everybody can tell. So, and now I'm popping off right now because I've been drinking G Fuel today.
Oh.
Not a sponsor. This is the new phase flavor. It's like sour phase berry. It's pretty good.
I was going to grab a Mountain Dew before I came, but I didn't because I was pressed for time.
Do you want me to whip you up some G Fuel? I have three extraordinary flavors.
Mm.
I have the new sour phase berry, and there's the snow cone flavor and PewDiePie flavor, the whatever that berry is called.
Maybe later.
Well.
Not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast. Let me whip you up a thing. I was bored, so I looked up like annoying things to do on a podcast because I was trying to bug you. But really, it was just
turns out puns just does the trick.
it was a list of like just annoying things podcasters do, and I gotta tell you, there was a lot of it that we don't do.
Oh
yeah,
like eat on the microphone.
No, like one of them. There's one that we do. I don't really edit very much. I'm like very minimal editing.
Yeah.
But I do think we've gotten better. Let me see. Annoying things to do during a podcast. 10 tips to avoid. Don't talk about the weather.
We used to do that all the time.
Really?
Like right, well, dog news, you'd be like,
oh, I'd be
weather.
Like, weather.
Because it's just a meme.
It's like a dog news thing, yeah. Have good audio quality. I think we've stepped it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for that time where we were just going through your laptop speaker.
This one's interesting. Don't click the mouse when someone else is talking.
Oh.
So I guess it's like the microphone is too close to the mouse where they were clicking through their computer.
Perhaps.
I don't know. Don't beg. Don't ask your listeners for money for the Patreon, John.
Please give us money. Go to caninecritique.com.
It says to keep ads to a minimum. So I think we've done great on that. I think we've run two ads this whole time.
You're right.
Yeah, no ads. I hate ads. You hate ads. I complain about ads all the time.
Sometimes podcasters do it well.
Here's the thing. I would have had dog news today had it not been for ads. I am so sick. I complained about it the other day. I'll just say it real quick. If you're going to run a news site, let me read it without subscribing to your emails. I don't want to subscribe to emails just so I can read an article about a dog dying from the coronavirus.
That's all I want to read about.
I'm over it.
JK.
But here's one we do struggle with. It's stay on topic. But I think, I don't know, maybe that's
I think
the
it's
point.
Part of our...
We've got... Going
it's
off
like
topic
our
is
stick.
Part of the shtick. Yeah, anyway, have a social media presence or at least a way for us to get contact. So...
I guess we do.
Our social media presence is very lacking.
Used to be better.
Used to be better, just gone off and on.
Then I deleted my Facebook and Instagram.
That's my plan for the next podcast. I have lots of big plans. We'll keep it secret. Because of our 10 listeners every week. We love you. We appreciate you. I hope you jump on the next podcast.
But if you're here for the dogs, good riddance.
If you're here for the dogs, it'll happen. There'll be a new dog movie.
Eventually,
and I'm going to drag John to the movie.
Keep following this feed. Eventually, it'll pop back up here.
Yeah, it'll be... I'm imagining it'll be just, like, dog year, like, bonus... Let's, like, bonus episode after... Like, what's it called at the end of a book? Epilogue?
Yeah.
Let's call it Epilogue Episode 1 or something like that. I don't know. I don't even care. I don't even think the listeners care. Do you guys care? Drop me a bark.
Yeah, let us know for once if you care.
Just know for once if you care. Oh my gosh. Canine critique.
Are you going to .com?
No, I'm just searching it on Apple Podcasts. I like to pull it up to see we're still at 5 stars. I'm surprised.
Good.
We're up to 6 ratings now.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. And our most recent review I read a couple weeks ago, still May 20th. So.
Good.
Yeah, check that out.
I do have dog news, actually.
Is this dog news? I'm reading. This is dog news I'm doing right now.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't have any.
I didn't have any.
Oh, but I actually have some.
You have dog news right now?
Yeah, I googled some news.
Oh, okay. Well, then. Welcome back to Dog News. It's me, Jake Newsalot, and my co-host,
John.
Take it away, John.
Normally I do weather, but this is something.
This is a weather emergency.
No. This hails from my estate that I lived in for 6 months. This missing dog went on a journey across state lines before being miraculously found, this news article at People says, People magazine. On July 5th, Tim Whitfield wrote on Facebook that his mother's pet jumped out of a car window while on a highway near Charleston, South Carolina, and had been missing ever since. Whitfield explained that they got her dog, named Belle, after his 90-year-old mom's previous pet of 16 years died 3 months ago.
90-year-old?
The family offered a reward of $2,000.
$2,000?
Last Monday, 5 days into the search, Whitfield thanked everyone for their contributions and efforts to find Belle. Did they find it? Did I miss something?
Did the dog, like, make it home?
Oh, no, I think they're like... Never in my life would I have expected such an outpouring of love, care, and concern, he wrote at the time. Mom is dealing with this, but still heartbroken. Please pray for her. Then on Sunday, 11 days after the dog went missing, the family confirmed that Belle had been found all the way in Miami. Whitfield called it a miracle. So South Carolina to Florida. Though a miracle from God, your prayers, active searching and sharing, Belle has been found in Miami, Florida. Misspelled. Flordia. He wrote, more details to follow. Our God deserves all the glory because this is an absolute miracle. A great reminder that when all seems lost, hope must be the constant thought. Well, I didn't come here for a sermon, okay? So maybe chill out, man.
Dude, and it's also, magazine,
it's
preaching.
Florida, okay? Just kidding.
Hey, if I were a dog and I jumped out a window, the first thought I would have is go straight to Disney World.
There you go.
Dog made it maybe too far.
It's only like 6 hours if you drove from the capital of South Carolina, Columbia, to Disney World.
Okay. Okay, 6 hours driving. Yeah. Imagine doing that 11 days as a doggo, dude. This is the incredible journey.
Dogs, they have an unbreakable spirit for some reason. Also, God, help them. Help the doggy.
Yeah.
Belle.
Way to go. There's probably some person out there who's happy to have gotten $2,000. That was their late stimulus check. Their dog stimulus check. Speaking of dog stimulus check, where's mine? Where's mine, John?
You don't have a dog, you idiot.
Oh, you're right. Freaking dogs. Whew. Well, it's dog year. It's been crazy. How many more dog years do you have in you before you have to take you out back?
One.
And give you a bone?
Maybe.
Maybe? You said that so sad.
What?
Your insincere laughs scare me sometimes.
I need to plug in my laptop.
Oh. Laptop plug-in time. Laptop ran low on batteries.
There's not a time for everything, okay?
Well, I know. I just was saying it.
Yeah.
But actually, there is a time for everything. That's what Professor Oak says in Pokemon. There's a time and a place for everything.
You know what? I'll say it. Professor Oak's probably a creeper.
Professor Sycamore says it too. In fact, all of the professors say
Sycamore, like the groovy dude.
Yeah.
And then there's the Juniper.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool of them. They're all pretty cool.
Sure. Bill. Draw two cards.
Bill, draw two cards.
Yep.
All right. Well.
Is that all? No dog stories? Do you have any dog stories?
No, I don't. Do you have any dog stories?
No.
Good. Well, cue inspirational dog ear music. Bark, 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 bark.
Oh, yeah. That was pitiful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Top Gun Anthem.
Okay, chill. Very nice.
Yep. Top Gun.
Top Dog.
Dog Gun.
Well, Top you know dog. How this goes. We know how this goes. I mean, if you don't know how this goes, what we did is we watched much dog movies over this dog year.
Seven.
Sometimes eight.
Sometimes
this,
six.
This year, seven. And we have seven movies to give awards to for the dog year.
And we have more. Yes, we do.
It's been a dog year, and that's what we're doing. It's great. So, without further ado, John, can you read off the categories?
Yes, well, I guess we'll just start from worst human character. Let's start worst human character.
Worst human character of these movies.
So we've got...
Real brief review of the movies we watched.
Oh, yes. Let's start about that.
We watched The Karate Dog.
We watched Up, The Shaggy Dog. This is not in order.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I had it in order.
Homeward Bound, Air Bud, Seventh Inning Fetch, Oddball, and Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase.
And The Karate Dog.
We said Karate Dog first.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Anyways.
Worst human character.
Of the human counter, this is not just any character, it's just like, it's like the human counterpart of the dog main character.
Yeah.
So usually there's a main human character and a main dog character.
So like Scooby-Doo, you would say it's Mr. Gang, but we all know it's Shaggy. That's the probably the best.
So Shaggy's here, we've got Carl. I put Carl / the Scout Kid, I can't remember
his name. Kevin.
Carl /
Sorry, not Kevin. Russell. His name's Russell. I jumped to Kevin, but that's the bird.
I think Carl, he's not really... I feel like Kevin is more of the counterpart for the dog.
I would argue it's Kevin that's the counterpart for Doug.
Okay, we'll do Kevin then. Wilby, who is
also
the dog and the human.
Whoa!
So,
dude, you're right.
Yeah, I mean...
Hold up.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I put Dumb Kids in Homeward Bound.
Yeah, but I don't even think they're very much a counterpart in that.
There's no real human characters in that movie. Mm-hmm. Dumb Cop and Karate Dog. I can't remember his name.
Oh, the bumbling...
Just the main guy.
Yeah. I forgot his name, too. Or, this is my submission for the worst human counterpart.
Josh's sister?
Josh's sister.
I think it's the Dumb Cop and the Karate Dog. I think he's worse than her.
Gosh, what was his, like... He made, like, a computer called, like, Bark or...
Collar.
Collar, that's what it was. He kind of had, like, a little... He had, like, a witty charm. Here's the thing. If I don't think the actor took that job seriously, and that's the charm that I'm playing, and that's why it helped.
Josh's sister isn't that bad. You just have animosity towards her.
I think it's the animosity that was built up in the fourth movie.
This was the fourth. The third movie.
The third movie. This is the fourth, right? Yeah, sorry. You're right. The third movie. The third movie is the one that I built up the animosity.
She was
toward.
A younger girl.
She was a younger girl, but.
Friend.
Jeez, just like emote or something when you're acting. She was deadpan the whole movie, John.
Yeah,
except for when she was hiding in the basket.
But this isn't about acting. This is about as the character is written.
Yeah.
And I think her character does exactly what that character's supposed to do. I think...
You using the Anakin Skywalker argument?
What?
The character does exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, the actor. I can't really fault the acting when you have such bad dialogue.
Yeah.
It gets better.
I don't know. Josh's dialogue's always so on point.
Take your time. It's not on point.
Freaking Josh, dude.
Dumb Cop versus Josh's sister. Who would you rather be a roommate with?
A roommate with?
Yeah.
Probably the Dumb Cop.
He sounds like he sucks. She's like probably isn't even home. She's probably playing with her dumb dog.
I don't know being a roommate
who's
counts.
A better person. Probably her. She's a child.
We can't like say too many mean things. Well, no, she's an adult now.
I don't care. She's a fictional child. I'll tear him apart. I don't care.
You're right.
Let's tear Kevin apart. I don't care. He's a fat kid. Fatto.
This is a tough one. You know what? Let's go with the cop.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good character. Josh's sister's boring. But she's not the worst character. That guy annoyed me.
But, like, she also, like, got her friend, like, to hate her.
Yeah, maybe it is Josh's sister. Oh, also the grandpa and Oddball. Sorry, I left that off.
Oddball. I don't think he's
Did we even say that we had Oddball? Yeah, we did. He's great.
He's great. So he's definitely not the worst.
Yeah, he's not the worst. We can say it's Josh's sister.
We don't even remember either of their names. Yeah, she's trash, dude.
Okay. For right. best, then.
Best human, same, I mean, best human character,
Of
right?
these characters, which one is the best? I mean, Shaggy is a god.
Have we given it to Shaggy before?
I don't think we ever have. I think it might be either the grandpa and Oddball. It seems great.
Or Kevin.
Or Kevin.
Up.
I didn't even watch Up, but I think Kevin's he's got a heart of gold. Good arc.
He actually has an arc. Of a lot of the characters in this in these movies, there's not usually an arc. But Kevin, like, he's pretty great. And I That's like true. That he stays true to his, like, morals the whole time.
So is it Kevin?
I want to say Kevin.
Okay. I'm down.
Not bad. All right, what's the next category?
Best dog scene. So this is... I just jotted down some memorable ones. Turns out there weren't a whole ton. Let's actually go worst dog scene first. I put...
Okay, worst dog scene.
CGI Karate Dog finale. Just the finale of that movie.
I remember using that as my good part of the... Crap sandwich.
It's pretty funny.
Like, if you just... I'm telling you, don't watch Karate Dog, but...
Jump voice.
Search.
Fast forward.
Throw. Search Karate Dog
fight
scene.
It's all on YouTube,
scene.
Actually. So.
That's... Yeah, we watched the whole movie on YouTube.
Yeah.
But Karate Dog fight scene, that's what you gotta watch.
I put the shoehorn villainy in Air Bud. Because Air Bud is suckish, but... Was there a penguin? No.
Wait.
Was there a penguin in that one that was like...
No, it was like a raccoon.
It was a raccoon.
Yeah. Which was just like
it's almost too dumb to put on this list. Like it's not the worst.
I'm so sick of Air Bud getting kidnapped before the big game every single
But
movie.
You know what? You come to expect it. And then I put the Shaggy Dog finale where it's You know what? I kind of like it, but it's just like cars chasing cars and there's a missile crisis and it just kind of ends with a dud a little bit.
I think the worst dog scene is in Karate Dog. Not the fight scene.
Okay. Is it when they go on a date?
It's the dog party.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I forgot to put that for another category.
Because that dog party...
I actually think it's the date when he goes on the date with that girl and the dog's talking into his ear.
Should we just put the whole movie as the worst dog scene? Just
no,
kidding.
There is a category
for worst movie, so we'll see how it holds
up. We'll see how it holds up.
Karate Dog sucks, dude.
The party is a nothing scene.
Yeah.
But the date is...
That's cringe.
Maybe it is the date.
Maybe the date. Yeah, I'll split that for the worst scene.
Karate Dog date.
Yeah.
Okay, best scene, I put the Cyber Chase montage.
I think that's good, but I was legit getting choked up and emotional when Shadow comes back in Homeward Bound. I think that's the best scene.
I put that reunion in Homeward Bound. I put Up opening scene, but then I thought, that doesn't really count.
Yeah, it's not a dog scene.
There's also, and then the Oddball street chase where he chases through the streets pretty good, I guess. I don't want to give it to Homeward Bound because I didn't care. But you know what? I'm pretty sure we gave it to Megan Levy and you didn't care, so we can give it to Homeward Bound.
All right, true. Cool. Cool beans. This is a pretty... I just got to say real quick, this is probably the easiest dog awards we've ever had.
Yeah.
We're agreeing so much.
Because we don't care. Because I don't care.
You're just like, sure, whatever. Whatever gets me through the recording session today.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Worst time a dog messed up a room. Because it happens every year.
Yeah.
We got Oddball destroys the fair.
Which was...
pretty catastrophic.
It was catastrophic.
But it was fun to watch.
It
wasn't
great
the worst.
To watch. So maybe the worst is like a double meaning worst. Like worst like it sucked and worst that they
Not
really screwed
watch.
Up.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought it was. Shaggy Dog ruins the dance. That's all I could think of. Was there another time where he ruined a room?
See, Homeward Bound, they didn't wreck the rooms.
I think Chance messed up something.
Karate Dog, he fought a bunch of people in the room.
He messed up the party, his house.
Yeah, that's right.
The cop's house. But I think Chance, Michael J. Fox, I think his dog, I think that dog messes something up.
Oh, the wedding dinner, like the
wedding. I just put messed something up.
It was the turkey. No, I don't think you even messed it up.
I think that was that buck. That was Buck.
We're thinking about Buck in Call of the Wild.
He ate something, though. It's probably not worth mentioning.
Yeah.
Is it the crying dog messes up the party?
Like, has the party at the house?
And it ruins his whole house.
Yep. I'd say that's it.
Yeah, it's probably not Oddball.
Sorry that, because the Oddball scene was great to watch. It was the best time watching the dog screw everything up.
Okay.
I still think about that scene where they put the camera on the tray as it fell over.
It's pretty good. Okay. Best dog, worst dog breed. Let's go worst dog breed.
Worst dog breed.
Doug is a golden retriever. I googled these.
Okay.
Bud, Air Bud, is a golden retriever.
Also golden retriever.
Scooby's a great Dane. Oddball is a Merima sheepdog. Just like a white. It's like whatever Bolt is.
Whoever Wiley is, that's the worst one.
Wiley.
What's his name? Willie?
Wilby?
Wilby.
Oh, that's an old English sheepdog. And then Chance is a bulldog. And then Chocho is a Berger Picard, I think.
Oh, yeah, Chocho.
I literally couldn't find it because there was no info. But I think it's whatever Winn-Dixie was. And that's a Berger Picard.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's not the worst dog. Of all these dogs I'd want to own, I don't want to own a bulldog.
You're right.
Bulldogs are kind of gross. That dog is gross. I mean, it's Michael J. Fox, but he's gross.
Michael J. Fox, thank goodness for him, he didn't have to do any of the acting. I mean, I know Animorphs was pretty big in the 90s, but he didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah. Maybe it is Chance the Bulldog. Just Bulldog.
Just Bulldog. Yeah, that'll be our worst dog
breed. Best dog breed? I think it's whatever Oddball is, the Merima sheepdog.
That was good.
Just a cool dog, a white. But yeah. It's like what Bolt is.
That was cool. Big fan. Oddball wins.
Yeah, okay. One day you'll win, Scooby, except no one wants a Great Dane because they're too big.
Dude, I remember there was this place in Michigan. I was helping this dude change out his roof. Okay. And they had 3 Great Dane, like, puppies.
Boy.
And they called them puppies, but they were like over a year old. And I was just getting over like my fear of dogs at this point. They're huge, man. Like, they get up and they put their front legs like up on your shoulders and their heads are way up above you. And I'm like 6
feet
tall. And I'm like, this is the scariest dog in my life. Yeah. I'm like, it got to the point where they were sick of me saying, is that a large dog or a small bear? Is that a large dog or a small horse?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know you're sick of me too.
It's all right. Actually, here's a dog story. Because I went to my grandma's again this weekend. And she has, like I said, she has a Labradoodle and an Australian Shepherd, I think.
Sure.
Either way, they are a handful. They love my grandpa, though. My grandpa flies planes for a company, like a mattress company, I think. I don't know which one it is. It's not purple. But my grandpa, he'll the last day I was there, he's like, okay, I'll see you later. I'm going. I'm like, oh, where's he going? My grandma's like, oh, he's flying for the week. He's going to California. I'm like, oh, okay. And the dogs watched him leave, and then they just sulked for like the rest of the day. Ooh. They're just like, bleh. And I'm like, what the heck? They're just like, wow. I'm like, oh, you're not going to come and try and get my attention like every other second? You're just going to lay on the ground? Okay.
Yeah, wow.
Pretty interesting.
All right.
That's my dog story.
That's a great dog story.
That Labradoodle thinks it's a lap dog. It'll just be like...
Is it like bloop. A big Labradoodle?
It's a big Labradoodle.
Ugh.
It'll be like, bloop, just like sit next... I was just sitting on the couch next to my grandma's cat. And I was like, this is chill.
I think you're a cat.
I think I am.
You are. You're just like, I'm going to seclude myself over here. And then
when I go to parties, I just find someone I can talk to the whole time and talk with them the whole time.
Makes sense.
Like a cat might. Either way, I'm sitting next to their cat, and I'm like, oh, this is good. We're just chill. And then the dog's like, I'm going to try it. It just like tries to like sit between the cat and me. And I'm like, there's too little room on this couch for you. What are you thinking? Look at your life. Look at your choices. I said to the dog. And then my grandma's like, shut up. No, I'm just kidding. That's all a lie.
Your grandma said, get out.
Yep. And then she...
She sneezed? Bless you, Joe. Sneeze time. I'm just kidding.
Okay. Whatever. She didn't actually say that. Anyways, worst movie.
I think we don't even have to read them off. It's the karate dog. This is as low. I put this par with 12 Dogs of Christmas to me.
I'd rather watch it.
I'd rather watch this. If this or 12 Dogs of Christmas gun to my head, I'd watch this. But in the situation where someone's holding a gun to my head to pick between the movies, they gotta be Psycho. Are you holding your hand? Like, raising your hand? Like,
oh, no.
You were like, I have a question. Hey, Jake, like, can I expound on that?
What if, like, you have a dream, all right?
Okay.
It's like a nightmare. Mm. And they're wheeling you in on one of those, like, Arkham Asylum-like tables.
And I'm like,
you're, like,
yeah,
cupped into the table, and they wheel you in.
Getting in the
up moment. To a... abandoned looking movie theater.
Okay.
And they kick open the doors and they unlock you and they throw you.
I'm imagining like that theater in like the Prestige that Hugh Jackman buys that's like really kind of worn out.
I'm talking like a movie theater.
Well, just that, but with a screen.
Okay. But there's multiple theaters. Like there's multiple showing houses.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
Like an abandoned megaplex or something.
Gotcha. Okay.
And like they kick the doors open and they throw you in and lock the door. And you just like, it's all derelict and like looks really creepy and there's like lights flickering and it's like now showing and it's like Karate Kid and it's like
Karate Dog
and it's like 12 Dogs of Christmas or whatever and you're like, which one do I go with? And you know, you're like, I have to watch one to survive.
Oh no,
I have to sit through it in the movie theater with my eyes peeled open.
Karate Dog. The one is too long, but there's at least something to laugh at in that movie.
Yep. And then at the back, it's like, Air Bud, 5-feature marathon.
Never mind, I'd do that. I'd watch all the Air Buds.
You watch it at the end, and it's like, bonus time! And it's like,
all the buddies.
All the Air Buddies, all 12 of them. You're like, no, this is hell!
This is my nightmare!
This is purgatory!
Wow.
Okay. Karate Dog's the worst.
Karate Dog sucks.
Yeah.
Literally. If you're listening to this and you had the slightest inclination to watch Karate Dog because of how much you've been talking trash on it, just don't.
That's the front runner for the end of this podcast of worst movie ever. It's like that and 12 Dogs of Christmas.
Yeah.
Those are the two we'll be choosing.
I can't think of any movies that I hated more in my life. If I were to sit through and make a list of all the movies that I've ever watched and decide which one's the best and the worst, I'd probably not even put these on the list because I don't remember watching them.
Dang, you're right. Best movie. I think Up shouldn't count.
Okay.
As a dog movie. Like, as a dog movie, I don't think it's the best. As far as movies go, I think it's probably the best movie.
It's probably the best on this list.
But as a dog movie, for sake of the argument.
For the sake of...
It might be Oddball.
I want to say it's between Oddball and Homeward Bound for me. Because...
I hated Homeward Bound.
Even though Homeward Bound was long, Oddball had like that indie movie charm.
And Australia.
And it was great. It was well done and well shot. But take Oddball and put it in the time of being made in the 90s. It would look just like
Homeward Bound. I don't think that's a good argument.
I'm not saying it's a good argument. I'm just saying... It would look just like Homer.
I think Oddball's a better movie in all the degrees.
Here's what I didn't like about Oddball. The shoehorn villainy.
That's true, but that's... You know, it's the best version of a dog movie. Like, it's the best version of...
It is. It's
like
great.
An Air Bud formula.
That's a good point. It is the best version of that
formula. I think the script is tight. The story is pretty good. The characters... All the human characters I pretty much remember fondly and could tell you attributes of them. Alan Tudyk's good in it.
Yeah. Alan Tudyk's good in everything.
That's true.
Give him a Marvel movie.
Yeah. The acting is good. The villain, you're right, the villain was not so great at the end.
Just the
true story.
Well, it's based on a true story.
Loosely, probably.
Loosely. Because I went and read through the story and... That nothing to do with the villain.
Oh,
and people trying to sabotage it. They just put the dog on and it worked right away.
Good. Good cinematography, good director.
Yeah.
But I couldn't say any of those things for Homeward Bound.
The difference with Homeward Bound, maybe the biggest argument for me is that I actually felt something watching Homeward Bound. Me, lukewarm, dog-loving Jake.
Don't understand why.
Is that I actually felt it. And that's the thing. I didn't get it. I think it was just that
I felt the same way.
Even though I watched the OG and I knew Shadow was going to come back over that ridge.
I felt the same
way. I doubted.
Movies. You doubted?
I still doubted because they left him to die in that ditch.
Maybe since I'd seen him. Maybe you're just a kid at heart. Because as a kid, I was like, this is, oh my gosh, this is an intense movie. I just want them to get home.
Yeah.
Now as an adult, I'm like, bleh.
I think that's it, John. I'm just a kid at heart.
That's true.
But
I think it's oddball, though.
Oddball. You know,
it doesn't denigrate. It doesn't depreciate what you're saying.
I'm doing the movie theater thing, but it's not creepy. It's just a normal movie theater experience.
Oh, like I walk in
the theater. And I'd probably pick Oddball over Homeward Bound.
Yeah.
Oddball is just one of those treasures that we found jokingly searching random dog movies. Yeah. And like by golly, you should watch it.
I'd probably show my fan. Like, if I were to visit my family and they said, pick us a movie that you've seen on your podcast, I would say Oddball, Togo, or Isle of Dogs. Those are the three that I would show my family. And when people ask me, I say those. I'll usually throw in Megan Levy because I'm like, that one feels like a real movie.
It does. It's not.
You don't like it as much, but
I don't like it as much.
It just feels like a real movie.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. I don't know. I wish there was more
action.
Not so much
more action. The dog doing
there was more stuff? Her with the dog.
Oh yeah,
to really build that relationship, because we saw the dog do one thing and then she was fighting to be with that dog the rest of the movie.
That's true.
I know the dog did more for her, but it's implied. But why couldn't
you want to see more?
I want to see it.
It was more about her than the dog.
Your favorite part of Endgame isn't them sulking for the first hour.
You're right. I'm kind of like, let's get past this.
Yeah. And that's the second half of Megan Levy.
That's
understandable. I mean, that's the story. But that's my problem with Megan Levy. I don't like watching people sulk in movies.
Okay.
I get you're really trying to drive home that it sucked, but just, you know, who cares?
I get that.
Anyway,
Oddball, I think.
Oddball wins.
Best movie.
Oddball. Best movie.
I would never have guessed that ever.
That Oddball was going to win?
Anything. But yeah, it was a solid movie.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the greatest award that could be bestowed upon a dog. Well, and the worst award that could be bestowed upon a dog.
Yeah.
It's the worst dog. It's probably Cho-Cho.
Cho-Cho, hands down.
Or Wilby?
Wilby was a pretty stand-up kid with good standards.
He just got
in a mixed up situation.
I mean, he was a dog that could drive, though.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
How many other dogs have we seen that could drive?
Maybe Scooby-Doo.
I was going to say, yeah, probably Scooby-Doo.
Maybe Doug.
Doug? I bet Doug could, but he'd be too distracted. He'd be a distracted driver.
Yep. It's Cho-Cho.
It's Cho-Cho. He sucks, dude. I hate
Cho-Cho. And Chevy Chase sucks. And so take that.
Here's the thing. National Lampoon Vacation, why that's some sort of a classic,
I've never
boggles
seen it.
Boggles me.
Is it like Napoleon Dynamite? Except I kind of get why Napoleon Dynamite is some reason.
I think it's worse. Like the Lampoon Vacation things, if you grew up watching those movies, that's fine, I guess. Weird to me that you grew up watching those movies.
Because you shouldn't show a kid them? I wasn't allowed to watch them.
Yeah, I think there's like...
Some of them are rated R.
Raunchy scenes in them or something.
In the Christmas one, there's definitely... Either way.
I don't get it.
Cho-Cho, also cultural appropriation, Cho-Cho. Take it easy.
Yeah. Back up, Cho-Cho.
You're not even an Asian dog.
All right.
Okay.
Best dog?
Scooby-Doo. No, it's not.
Welcome. As John said, this is the greatest award a dog can achieve, besides the last, like the...
Oh, yeah. The all-time award.
The all-time awards.
Which might just go to Enzo for the meme.
I love Enzo. I've been thinking about it a lot. I want to personally rewatch Art of Racing in the Rain because I think I'm going to retcon that dog on it.
Okay.
Because that was the first one we watched the podcast. I said this so many times. That was the first one we watched. We had no frame of reference. Now that we have the frame of reference for the dog movies, looking back, Art of Racing in the Rain was good.
It has the nostalgia for me. It's like, I always think, would I own this dog? Like, that's how I choose.
Oh.
If I were to own Enzo, just knowing that Kevin Costner's narrating inside his head would make me want to kill it.
I'm just a race driver like you. No, you're not.
Well,
we'll talk about that later. We'll get we have a different dog to talk about. Here are our options.
Doug's pretty good.
We have Air Bud coming back. We got Doug. We got Scooby. We got Oddball.
Will be.
And then I would say Shadow and Chance come as a package deal.
I think just Chance. I think he's the main character of the movie that deserves the award.
Okay.
So Shadow's going
to
die.
If it were Chance, if it were Homeward Bound, it would go to Chance. But I don't think Chance is the best of these options.
Yeah, me neither.
Oddball is a good boy, but just kind of was there.
You're right. He's a hassle.
Besides destroying the multi-million, whatever, not the hundreds of thousand dollar projector, and then barking at a couple foxes, Oddball really didn't do much.
It'd be a cool dog to own, but
yeah.
He's a hassle.
That's why he won the
that
best
breed. Would be cool to own, but
yeah.
Oddball specifically is a hassle.
And hey, I bet the real Oddball was great. I think if the real Oddball's dead, RIP real Oddball.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
But
Doug can talk to you.
Doug can talk and is a homie.
That would make me feel bad, though, to be like, why aren't you paying the house? I'm sorry. I love you. Clean it up!
Yeah, you're right.
But I mean, he's a good dog. He's the most pure-hearted dog probably on here.
Yeah.
Wilby's a human. I can't.
Wilby. Good old Wilby.
If he was cursed to live as a dog, I'd be like, live with your brother, man.
Yeah, dude.
He'll care for you more and for Shazam Dad.
Freaking Wilby.
Poor Wilby. I wish you... Like, Shaggy Dog got no awards, but I don't hate it.
Yeah. Shaggy Dog, like... If these movies were graded on a scale of 1 to 7,
it's a
Shaggy Dog is the 4.
I think it's a solid 2 out of 3.
Wait, the 4, 5, 6. So, yeah, 1, 2. Three. Yeah. Four, Shaggy Dog is the halfway mark.
That's why I give it a 2 out. That's why they're 1 out of 3 is like the worst. 2 out of 3 is like, it's just there. 3 out of 3 is like amazing.
Or I'd watch it again.
Yeah. It's a 2 out of 3, that movie. It's probably Doug.
Yeah,
Doug. I didn't even watch Up. It's been years, and I'll agree that it's Doug. But Oddball got the best movie, but that's because Up...
Up doesn't
count. It's
not
fair.
Yeah, but it's not fair. There's... What was it I was thinking?
It's like if I counted The Dark Knight as a dog movie.
There's a lot of problem when people make kids' movies. And it's that they think that the kids want to watch kids be in movies. Living out
kids are smarter than people give them credit for,
and kids, they just want to grow up, and I think that's what Pixar is so great at when they make movies or like lots of like just straight up Disney movies.
Yeah.
But this, for the argument of Up, Disney Pixar, right,
they grow,
they, there was a kid in there, but it wasn't about Kevin,
but he grew, like he had an arc.
Yeah.
And
he grew
and he learned a lesson. And then Carl, he appeals also to the adults, I feel, of
yeah,
the adults who've more so the people that have lived through the things that he's lived through, probably the older people.
Yeah, the amount of loss that Carl experienced.
But it's heartbreaking with Kevin and his dad and everything.
Yeah,
and it doesn't really have a happy ending.
It doesn't. That's what's so great about, I think, Kevin's writing is, it's just like there are kids out there who go through what Kevin is experiencing, and they just mentioned it. They didn't really be like,
yeah,
let's talk about why.
And it's not like his dad showed up like you'd think. He just didn't.
He just didn't, because you can't count on that sort of
thing.
And
that's real life, sadly.
Yeah.
Up's a bit better than I thought at the beginning of this podcast, having hashed that out. I mean, it's good.
But, man, it's been an eventful dog year. And I guess for more dog news, next year, we've decided it's the last year. We told you this 2 years ago, dog years ago.
We didn't know topics this year either, which has been a first since... Dog year one, I think.
And I don't think we're going to do a topic this next one.
I'm out of topics.
Not so much that I'm out of topics. I just feel, I don't know what it is. This last year, I feel like responsibility to get the movies that we missed going through, you know?
Okay.
The ones that everyone's like, oh, have you watched this yet? And we're like, no, I don't know why. I watched 12 Dogs of Christmas and I hadn't watched Benji, you know?
Yeah. I get that.
But I know that it won't be the last episodes you get from Can I Critique. But it will be for a long while.
It'll be officially the end.
Yeah. It'll be like, you know how when Toy Story 3 was over and they still came out with those Toy Story 3 shorts?
Yeah, I didn't watch them.
They're pretty good.
But I know that they
exist. And then Toy Story 4 happened, which was still pretty good. And then they still came out with more shorts. Forky asked a question.
Forky.
I love Forky.
He's fine.
Forky's probably one of the best.
He became gimmicky a little bit, I feel.
Well, he did. But I think every Disney and Pixar movie has a little gimmicky guy.
Yeah, I don't enjoy it.
When I watched Treasure Planet as a kid, I just wanted one of those little purple things.
When you went to McDonald's, you could get pieces of the map.
Yeah.
And what is his name? What's the pink guy's name?
The floopy floop.
Florb?
I don't know.
Let me look it up. But yeah, but I never went to McDonald's enough to get all the pieces to
the thing. That's the thing, though, too, is
Morph. Remember, his name is Morph.
And in, I think it was Treasure Planet, you can get like a little, you can get all the pieces to, well, what? No, with Spy Kids, you can get the little.
Oh, to the
beetle thing?
The beetle for Spy Kids too.
Yeah. I don't. Why did they step down on those hot McDonald's toys?
They're making a Sharkboy Lava Girl sequel.
What?
Robert Rodriguez is coming back. Well, it's a superhero teen movie, but.
What?
Adult Sharkboy and Lava Girl are in it.
No.
Yeah.
What?
But it's probably still, like, because Robert Rodriguez, he, like, directs Machete, which is, like, rated R.
Yeah.
And then he just, then he'll just flip-flop to kid movies, but Machete will also be in it as Uncle Machete.
Oh my gosh. Dude.
Danny Trejo's still there. He links the universes.
Sharkboy and Lava Girl, huh?
Yeah.
Like this, a second one or a remake? Like a reboot?
It's a show about a team of superheroes, but older versions of Sharkboy and Lava Girl are on the team.
Yo.
That's what I've heard.
Dude, I'm excited.
Is it an adult movie for adults who grew up with that, or is it going to be like in like a Spy Kids 4 or something? I don't know. Did you see Spy Kids 4?
No.
Terrible.
Okay, well, I didn't because I looked at it. I was like, those aren't the main characters. These are the older
versions of the main characters are in it.
As themselves?
Junie and Carmen.
Yeah,
but they're older. Same actors.
Huh.
So that was like, oh, wow, I didn't expect these people in it. Because Junie goes like rogue.
Oh.
And Carmen's like, my brother went rogue and he went missing or whatever.
How can you go rogue when you're like the chosen one?
He's not the chosen one, he's just the first Spy Kid or something. No. But then his sister went like rogue and into the video game in Spy Kids 3D.
Yeah, that's what Carmen was like the chosen one. Remember, and Frodo Baggins was like, I'm the chosen one, and he dies right away?
Yeah, and then Junie becomes it.
Yeah.
Junie's the boy, Carmen's the girl. I like Spy Kids 2 a lot though.
Spy Kids.
Like it's one. They always have that McDonald's machine that makes
thumb thumbs. Dude, yeah. Thumb thumbs freak me out. And I all the time. It still gets stuck in my head. The
song that you play. Who, backwards?
What, when, where, why, and what about how? Or
who, what, why, when, and how?
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
it freaks me out.
Anyways, but they have that little underwater sub, and they're like, I want like a cheeseburger, and it's like.
Yeah!
And fries, and I'm always like, that's amazing! That's the coolest thing. I want that!
My goodness.
They find that clubhouse under their house, this like the spy hideout, and I'm like, this is the sickest thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Those first two movies are dang good.
They're dang good.
And freaking Mr. Monk is in it, Tony Shalhoub. You ever watch Monk?
John, what if I told you that we had been recording this whole time?
Have we not?
Nah, we have.
Oh my gosh. I wouldn't have done it again. I just posted on social media the awards.
Yeah, for our two followers. Just me and you.
Yep. And I'm not even on Facebook anymore.
Well, we're both yawning. So I guess that means we're done.
Time to be done. Happy dog year!
Maybe next dog year we might get Elijah Webb? Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe you can get him video called in.
Yeah. At least. We might have to get him called in.
At the very least. We got to call him in and have him tell us some thoughts about the podcast.
I'll talk to him sometime in the next 8 weeks.
Special guest star, Eli.
The only one. The only guest star we ever had.
Well, we had Sadie.
Oh, you're right.
She was a guest star.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Drop us a bark if you want to be a guest star.
Yeah. Shout out to Elijah Webb for doing the themes.
You can find us anywhere. And you found us here. So if you got this far, you've already found us.
Canacrew.com. Twitter, Facebook, Gmail. Instagram.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, other podcasts.
Let's try and quadruple our reviews by the end of it.
That's the problem. I don't think we do want that, because then we can't end, because then people start listening.
No, we'll end it.
Oh,
sorry.
We're not done podcasting. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to make a new one.
Yeah.
Last I checked. Anyway,
yes.
Thanks for listening to Canine Antique. Jake and John, that's us.
Catching the doghouse next week. Time. Bye.
Bye-bye.